This is Amy G, in-game reporter for the San Francisco Giants. Now, back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
Boy, Raf has always got this down, and Amy G doing our rejoinder, and Amy G is here with me. How are you?
Hi, Marty. I'm excited.
Boy, good to see you. I know the season is coming when you're here, Things are happening. What's cooking with you today? What's going on?
Well, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. We flew in yesterday. We got our whole crew here from NBC Sports Bay Area, and I'm with Tim Flannery and Ahmed Farid today. We're down the left field line signing autographs. We're hosting a lot of our advertisers to thank them for their business and their loyalty, And then I actually get to watch the game. I don't have to work. I never get to watch the Giants play and just sit back and enjoy.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, you know, it's been an interesting spring. Of course, down here, home runs are flying all over the place. And yesterday we had four. But you brought up a good name, Chris Shaw. He's in left field today, Amy. And I know you followed him at Sacramento and his career from Boston College. He's a lot of fun to watch.
He is. I actually got to meet him with the San Jose Giants. Ah. And, you know, he was all the talk. So it's really fun to watch them come up through the ranks and live up to the potential. And he's making some buzz. So it's going to be really exciting to see what he's able to do.
Anytime you see Sonny Schwartz,
I know.
It's
we
a
were
good
waving
day.
To somebody. We
right.
were real thrown off.
And John Gumis is there. All right, they're going to come in a little while.
Good.
All right, this is what spring training's all about. It's like I'm doing a show in the Stork Club, you know, in New York somewhere.
Well, you're
right?
kind of popular.
Yeah, this is... This is fun. Hey, but I want to let everyone know about your new book, and Smarty Marty, it's not me, but it's been terrific. It's such a wonderful book for kids and such good role models. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Marty's actually named after my grandmother, Martha, and we came out with the chapter book last year, and it is a continuing story from the picture book that came out in 2013 about a young girl who happens to be an older sister, knows everything about baseball, and teaches her little brother, Mikey, to love the game through scoring the game. That's the premise. The chapter book, we take it up a notch and we start dealing with gender roles and we start dealing with, do girls belong in baseball? And I pose the question, why not? So it's a pretty interesting read even for adults. It's targeted for, you know, 8 to 10 years old. But it's an important question. And being a female working in baseball, I felt it was an appropriate topic for me to write about.
You know, it's amazing. And, of course, I have grandchildren, you know, little girls out there. They love baseball. And so many kids and little girls love baseball. Isn't that funny? I mean, it really is something.
Well, I just think it shows that, you know, we don't have any inhibitions as children.
Yeah.
We're taught what roles to take. And I would like to see that become a little more flexible and a little more understanding that, you know, if a girl wants to play baseball, she should. And if a boy wants to dance ballet, he should. And there shouldn't be any judgments or categories that we put them in. So, you know, all I can do is my part as a parent
Very
with
good.
My children. I have a son and a daughter, and help them live out their dreams, whatever they should be. And that's what I want to, that's what I want to give them.
Yeah, it's wonderful. My daughter Bonnie, Sonny Schwartz from the Community Fund is here, and a great lawyer as well, knows Bonnie. And Bonnie used to, you know, I keep records every day. I've been doing it for 40 years, and when she was about 8 or 9 years old, she kept the records for me. She would write in my book what was going on. And today she's just a devoted baseball fan. So, you know, from ages 8 to 14, kind of in that range, that's where we sort of get our heroes and figure out what's what. And baseball fits that perfectly because it's a game that plays out every day slowly. And when you get into the story, you love it. And that's the hook of baseball. It's the story every day.
Well, and baseball serves, you know, as a something that balances us. Just because you physically may not be capable of hitting a home run, that certainly doesn't mean you don't understand the technique and the mechanics that go into it, the mechanics that go into pitching or hitting. And so I've never quite understood why on a mental level we can't be equal with sports. That everybody can wrap their head around this, male
Absolutely.
Or female. Physically, I understand the differences, but I think
you played.
Of course, yeah.
You were a good player.
Yeah, I was, yeah. And then I tapped out. But I've never tapped out mentally. I love the game.
Yeah,
we've had
tell.
Good conversations
yeah.
about strategy and it being its own version of chess and how much fun it is to watch Bruce Bochy and watch his mind work. And it's fascinating. It's a fascinating game and a layered game and a game of intellect and one that's really fun to talk about.
Well, I'm glad Amy G with us. Of course, I don't even have to say her name. You know the voice. But Smarty Marty steps up her game. And where would someone get the book? I know people love it.
Yeah, so you can actually you can get it at any local bookstore. If you're here in Arizona, you can get it right here at Scottsdale Stadium. That's all the Giants dugout stores, even in the Bay Area, they carry it. Or you can order it on Amazon.
Perfect. Yeah. All right, what do you think about the team? And, you know, of course, I've been here since the beginning of February, and there's some dramatic changes of people in the clubhouse. And Andrew McCutchen, the most patient man I've ever met. Let me tell you, he's the best. I wish I had him as a judge once in a while. Andrew McCutchen.
He's probably serving that role in the clubhouse.
Austin Jackson, the friendliest guy ever, really. Friendly. I needed him as a juror, Austin Jackson. I'm gonna, 'cause Sonny is here. I'm doing my law thing. Watson, Tony Watson. His wife is a lawyer and was part of his arbitration. Very good guy. Very good guy. And then you have Evan Longoria, who is, you know, the face of the Tampa franchise. It's a different ball club. I'm telling you, you walk in the clubhouse, it's different. Have you noticed that?
Well, I did have a chance to interview Andrew and Evan. And something I found really interesting, because my question to them immediately was, how do you handle the pressure put upon you to change the way this team is going forward? Or is there pressure in that? And they both said, we were the faces of our franchise, and now we're not. We're standing next to Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, you know, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panik. I mean, it's, you know, you look around, you got all-stars everywhere, you got gold gloves everywhere, and that took a lot of pressure off. They can just now enjoy playing the game, and they're not going to be the one that everyone goes to after the game. It's definitely you know, very balanced in that clubhouse with ego and skill and fame and resume. So I think that really is going to help find some leaders, vocal leaders that come about this year. I think the stuff you've seen on social media with Chase Denard and just having some fun and making the songs. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to make the team, but he is definitely setting a tone going forward to have some fun. And that was missing last year.
I've got to get him on. Chase Denard.
Denard. I think it's Denard, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, I think
I haven't met him yet.
I think that's the way it is. But he did like a YouTube video, like a Pablo.
Hunter Pence was on, and then,
it's very funny, but I've heard about it. It's terrific.
Yeah,
very good. All right. What's the lure of spring training? And son, John Gumas is here from the Community Fund. Sonny Schwartz, of course, our dear friend. John, I played a lot of ball with. He's terrific. What is the lure of spring training? Well, what is it? The beginning of the season. Well, why do people love bonding?
Sonny just said hope. I think weather is a huge draw here, that, you know, you're coming out of the winter and you've been freezing and you get this little, I mean, you get some sunshine, which gives you some hope. But here we go. You know, hope springs eternal. So, and a fresh start. You get a fresh start, a clean slate. Nothing's wrong yet.
No one's lost a game. Everybody's relatively healthy.
No one's lost
healthy.
A game that matters or counts.
Right. Well, this is what Javi said to me. Nothing matters until it matters.
Yeah.
I like that. I said, Javi, that's a good one.
He's a smart guy, that Javi.
Yeah, Javi's having fun. Yeah, he's going to be working with you guys, of course, when Mike doesn't travel back east. So, all right, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure, and please come back.
I will.
I enjoy having you on. All right, we'll take a break. That's Amy G. The book is Smarty Marty Steps Up Her Game. You get it at the Dugout Store, online, everywhere, and it's a lot of fun. And it means a lot in the world today that these books are being written. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.